Radio News Corps reports.
The U.S. Senate agreed on February 16, 2005, to allow more time for the declassification of government documents about Nazi war criminals. This move follows a recent agreement by the CIA to turn over papers about its agents hired with Nazi ties.
The Senate passed Bill S-384, a bill to extend the existence of the Nazi War Crimes and Japanese Imperial Government Records Interagency Working Group for 2 years.
We have come a long way and told a large part of the story, and it is time to finish the job, said Senator Mike DeWine, Republican of Ohio, sponsor of this bill.
This bill was co-sponsored by Senators George Allen of Virginia, Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island, Norm Coleman of Minnesota, Susan Collins of Maine, John Cornyn of Texas, Dianne Feinstein of California, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, and Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania.
According to congressional officials, a House companion bill would soon be introduced by Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney of New York, with a final vote expected in mid-March.
The Nazi War Crimes Records Interagency Working Group was established by the Nazi War Crimes Disclosure Act of 1998 and had been set up to fold by the end of March.
The bill, which the Senate passed by a voice vote, would extend the group's life through March 2007.
The Nazi War Crimes Act requires federal agencies to provide the working group with all documents pertaining to Nazi war criminals for possible declassification and release.
The working group includes officials from the National Archives, the CIA, FBI, Pentagon, and other national agencies.
The 1998 law that established the working group directed that it locate, identify, inventory, recommend for declassification, and make available to the public at the National Archives and Records Administration all classified Nazi war criminal records of the United States.
Under the law, the heads of government agencies have the power to exempt from release 9 categories of national security information. But to assert such exemptions, agency heads are required to submit a report to congressional committees, a step the CIA has not yet taken, the congressional official said.
The law already has led to the release of U.S. intelligence photographs taken in 1944 of Auschwitz and of dispatches from Gonzalo Montt, the Chilean consul in Prague during the early 1940s. Both confirmed that the U.S. government knew earlier during World War II than previously thought about the atrocities committed against Jews.
The law also led to new information about how the German government and several U.S. and European banks worked together to funnel back to Germany money that had been illegally taken from German Jews.
The CIA, which already has turned over an estimated 1.25 million pages of documents under the law, including those related to 775 different name files, had refused to release hundreds of thousands more, many dealing with its post-war ties to Nazis who have not been accused of war crimes.
For nearly 3 years, the CIA has interpreted the 1998 law narrowly and rebuffed requests for additional records, say congressional officials and some members of the working group, who also contend that stance seems to violate the law.
These officials say the agency has sometimes agreed to provide information about former Nazis, but not about the extent of the agency's dealings with them after World War II. In other cases, it has refused to provide information about individuals and their conduct during the war unless the working group can first provide evidence that they were complicit in war crimes.
The agency's stance poses a sharp test between the CIA's deep institutional reluctance to make public details about any intelligence operations and the broad mandate set forth in the law to lift the veil about relationships between the United States government and Nazi war criminals.
The dispute has not previously been made public. Critics of the CIA's stance, including all three private citizens who are members of the working group, said they were disclosing the dispute now in hopes of resolving the impasse by March, when the working group's mandate is to expire.
I think that the CIA has defied the law, and in so doing has also trivialized the Holocaust, thumbed its nose at the survivors of the Holocaust, and also at Americans who gave their lives in the effort to defeat the Nazis in World War II, said Elizabeth Holtzman, a former congresswoman from New York and a member of the group. We have bent over backwards. We have given them every opportunity to comply.
In interviews, all three public members of the group, including Ms. Holtzman, Richard Benveniste, a Washington lawyer, and Thomas H. Baer, a former federal prosecutor, made plain their opposition to the CIA's position.
I can only say that the position that the CIA has taken differs from all the other agencies that have been involved, and that's not a position we can accept, said Mr. Benveniste. In a separate interview, Mr. Baer said, "Too much has been secret for too long. The CIA has not complied with the statute."
A book, U.S. Intelligence and the Nazis, that was released by the Working Group in May, provided a partial picture of those dealings. It has shown that the American government worked closely with Nazi war criminals and collaborators, allowing many of them to live in the United States after World War II.
Historians who have studied the documents made public so far have said that at least five associates of the Nazi leader Adolf Eichmann, the architect of Hitler's campaign to exterminate Jews, had worked for the CIA. Eichmann, who was arrested by the Allies in 1945, escaped and fled to Argentina. He was captured by Israeli agents in 1960, tried, and hanged. The records also indicate that the CIA tried to recruit 24 more war criminals or Nazi collaborators.
American officials have defended the recruiting of former Nazis as having been essential to gaining access to intelligence after World War II, particularly about the Soviet Union and its Cold War allies. Among former Nazis who were given refuge in the United States was Wernher von Braun, the German scientist who developed the V-2 rocket in World War II for the Nazis and played a major role in the development of the American space program.
After World War II, the Allied powers who occupied Germany defined war crimes broadly, declaring the Nazi SS to be a criminal organization guilty of exterminating and persecuting Jews and killing prisoners of war and slave laborers. They identified as war criminal anyone who was a principal, accessory to, or consented in the commission of war crimes, or anyone who was a member of an organization connected with the commission of such crimes.
Exactly how many pages of documents the CIA is still withholding is not clear, according to people involved in the dispute, but they said that at minimum, they believed it amounted to hundreds of thousands of pages.
A report made public by the Working Group in 1999 said that an initial survey by the CIA estimated that more than 2 million pages of documents among records in the agency's files for the years 1947 to 1998 included operational, personality, country, and project files, analytical products, source materials, and biographical reports related to Nazi war criminals.
The agency estimated that an additional 2.1 million pages among the files of its predecessor organizations, including the OSS from 1941 to 1947, could be covered by the group's mandate.
The group outlined its objections to the CIA's position in a letter sent to the agency in February 2004, according to congressional officials.
The group's mandate to examine intelligence documents related to the Nazi war criminals was to expire last year, but Congress agreed to extend it until the end of March 2005 in a step that congressional officials from both parties said was intended in large part to allow more time to resolve the impasse.
The recently passed bill would extend the panel's mandate until March 2007. The CIA relented this month and agreed in principle to release more documents after DeWine demanded that CIA Director Porter Goss explain the agency's position at a public hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
It is now understood that the law was drafted broadly so that as much information as possible may be released, DeWine said.
Concerned that the Central Intelligence Agency refused to declassify thousands of documents on Nazi war criminals, the Anti-Defamation League issued a communique on February 1, 2005, calling on the agency to make public all relevant classified documents as required by law.
60 years after the end of the war, the time has come to make this information available, said Abraham H. Foxman, ADL National Director. With the number of survivors and witnesses diminishing by the day, and the reality that the Holocaust is fading into the pages of history and memory, we should not have to wait any longer.
What's so puzzling about this is the agency has already released a significant number of documents. Why the change of heart now not to finish the process? Added Mr. Foxman. What is there still left that some feel needs to be hidden? The expediency and the errors of the past are not a reflection of the intelligence community today. One finds it difficult to understand why the leadership today is protecting the truth.
In a letter to CIA Director Porter J. Goss, ADL called for the immediate release of the classified files as mandated by the Nazi War Crimes Disclosure Act.
This information has been provided by the Associated Press, Reuters, the New York Times, the Anti-Defamation League, and the U.S. Senate official website.
It has been produced by Radio News Corps with the collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on February 27th, 2005.
You've been listening to Radio News Corps.